This is Crash Course Podcast by Twinkle.
Hi, and welcome to Crash Course, the podcast that teaches you everything you need to know about important events, people, and places from around the world. In today's podcast, we'll be learning about the biggest sporting event in the world, the Olympic Games. No other sporting event captures the world's imagination quite like the Olympics. By the end of this podcast, you'll know the history of the Games, the difference between the Winter and Summer Games, some of the sports that are played and some that aren't anymore, the host cities, and a bunch of extra fun facts to boot. So get your running shoes on, your pole vault poles ready, skis pointing in the right direction, because here comes Crash Course Podcast, Olympics Edition. Let's start by going back to where it all began, the ancient Olympic Games. Now, the first ever ancient Olympic Games took place in 776 BC. That's hundreds and hundreds of years before Jesus Christ was born. Now, the Games are held every 4 years in a place in Greece called Olympia. Now, the Games are actually part of a religious festival held in honor of the god Zeus. The Games and celebrations that went along with them went on for about 6 months. And a bit like the Games today, people travelled from all across the world to watch and compete. Now, they were quite different to the modern Games in a lot of ways, though. For a start, only men could compete. Oh, and they all competed completely stark naked as well. Events included wrestling, discus, chariot racing, and even a running race wearing armour and carrying a shield. Oh, and all the Greek cities called a truce from the wars they were almost always fighting, so that people could reach the Games in safety. And so that was the ancient Games, and they kept going until almost 400 AD, when the Roman Emperor at the time banned them, along with Zeus and all the other Greek gods the Games celebrated. And that was how things went until the first Olympic Games was held in 1896. And that was just before Federation, when Australia became a country. Now, these first modern Games were held in Athens, the capital city of Greece, and were an altogether curious affair. For starters, it was men only. Women would only compete in the Olympics in the next one. That was in 1900. Only 12 countries competed. All the swimming events were held in the open sea. A 10-year-old competed in gymnastics, and the first ever marathon was run, and the winner of the discus competition hadn't ever actually thrown a discus before in his whole life. I guess he was just really good at chucking things around. Oh, and there were no gold medals either. In fact, rather confusingly, first place got a silver medal, second place got a bronze medal, and third place got nothing more than a pat on the back and a firm handshake. Since those first Games in Athens, though, the Olympics have grown and grown. The first Winter Olympics were held in 1924 in France, and today features 15 different sports, including skiing, snowboarding, ice skating, and bobsled. The Summer Olympics are even bigger and includes 28 sports altogether. Now, quite a number of sports have come and gone through the ages, though. Tug of war, dueling pistols, hot air ballooning, swimming obstacle course races, rope climbing, tandem bicycle have all had their day. And when for about 20 years, there were even events for writers, architects, painters, and musicians to compete in too. The famous Olympic symbol is, of course, the Olympic rings. Now, these five coloured rings, yellow, blue, green, black, and red, represent the five continents of the world. And those five colours, as well as the white colour background they sit on, were chosen because every country flag in the world has at least one of those colours on it. And have you ever wondered which coloured ring is Australia? It's the green one, just so you know. Now, since the 1896 Games, there have been 28 Summer Olympics and 23 Winter Olympics, hosted by cities across every continent except Antarctica. Now, Australia has been lucky enough to host the Summer Olympics twice. First, Melbourne in 1956, and famously Sydney in the year 2000. The Olympics are a big deal, and the whole event starts with the lighting of a torch in Greece. At an ancient temple there, actors dressed as priestesses light the Olympic torch using mirrors and the sun's rays. Then the torch is carried by people all the way to the host city, where the Olympic cauldron is lit to mark the start of the games. Now, most of the way, the torch is carried by runners, but it has travelled by canoe and boat as well. It's been underwater, travelled by radio signal, it's been on an aeroplane, by camel, on horseback, and it's even been to space a few times. Now, remember I said at the start of the podcast that the Olympics have grown and grown? Well, the last Olympics, held in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, in 2016, was the biggest ever. It hosted 10,500 athletes from an incredible 206 countries who competed in 306 different events. The next Olympics will be hosted by Tokyo, Japan, and because of the coronavirus pandemic, they had to be postponed from 2020 to 2021. Nonetheless, these games are going to be a huge thrill and a wonderful opportunity to see the world's great athletes strut their stuff. Let's finish today's podcast with five quick-fire facts to wow your parents and teachers with. First up, did you know the actor who played Tarzan in the original Tarzan movie actually competed at the Olympics and was so good he won 5 medals in swimming? The first Olympics where every country sent a team of both men and women was the 2012 London Games. The country to win the most medals ever is the USA, with a whopping 2,827 medals altogether. Australia is 8th on the all-time medal list, just behind China and just ahead of Sweden. And finally, fact number 5. Of all the countries that have competed at the Olympic Games, 60 have never actually won a medal. It just goes to show, it is in fact really, really, really tough to win an Olympic medal. And that, young athletes, brings us to the end of today's podcast. I hope you now feel fully on top of all your Olympic facts and armed with enough games facts to blow your teacher's socks off. And if they're not wearing socks, well then, perhaps just the fluff from between their toes at the very least. Have you watched the Olympic Games before? Do you have a favourite event? Personally, I love the horse riding events. They're just so graceful. Perhaps your class will do something special for the Games and celebrate the Olympics in style. Whatever you do, remember to cheer on those Aussie athletes, won't you? Thanks for joining us today at Crash Course Podcast. We hope you learn a lot and see you next time.